Mishlei, and I had asked you all to think about and your own experiences of moral development. So John already pointed out that sometimes our moral behavior perhaps has not necessarily been ingrained directly from parents, but from our culture. It can be from a television show. It could be from Western values, right, that we're exposed to, well, perhaps on a daily basis. Keeping in mind, though, that in the context of Sefer Mishlei, it was generally the parents. It was the home environment. So we're going to continue with that for a little while. And next year, we're going to continue to discuss again, different ideas of how and what would basically give one a sense of direction. But now we're going to start in Perek Gimel, what I called at the beginning, Sefrut HaPitgamim. You're going to see that this is no longer a parent speaking to a child and developing different ideas with a child. But now you're going to hear different adages, right? Little, pithy statements, or what we generally call a pitgam, right? A saying that in your mind you should also be thinking of the Torah Shabbat Alpeh, i.e. of Pirkei Avot. Well, let's take a look at Perek Gimel. B'ni Torati al tishkach u'mitzvotai yitzor libecha. Everyone see the change in the ketziv, the change in the rhythm here, right? Instead of, a stage clause, we instead have really one idea followed by another, right? Don't forget this. Don't forget what I just told you. And make sure that you always guard my commandments very close to your heart. Ki orach yamim ushnot chayim v'shalom yosifu lach. So many of you know the song here. But I had already mentioned that there are going to be two primary ideas that are going to serve as incentives, especially for a young child, to maintain not only what the parent is trying to inculcate, but basically these moral values. So if one of them was bitachon, was a sense of security, based on this pasuk, what's the other reward that one is going to get that a child very much relates to?
Long life.
Now, you may think that that's strange, but no. A child understands the concept of a long life, not the way that we do when you're more mature, but, wow, to a child, for example, they think, if you tell a three-year-old, wow, that person is 25 years old, they think that, oh gosh, they've lived like hundreds of years, right? Or I remember my grandfather telling me when I was very young that if I eat cornflakes every day for 100 years, I'll live a long life. And it took me about, I'm not exaggerating when I say about, till I was 12, 13 to actually figure out the joke behind it, right? So, again, here as well, a child knows the concept of arichut yamim, right? They're young and, wow, I want to grow up. I want to live a long life. So don't worry, because that's what lay in store for you if you follow, and here he doesn't mean the mitzvot of the Torah, mitzvotai, right? What I've been commanding you, which we already know, is this ethical persona. And you will have numerous years, and there'll be peaceful years, which he's already told us are only going to come if you're not afraid of punishment. And that's obviously going to accompany you if you don't listen to what I have to tell you. Chesed ve'emet al yazvecha, kashreim al gargarotecha, which he's already mentioned also in the previous parak. Remember, yelechein legargarotecha, these are going to be beautiful jewels for you. And the messages that I give you will add length of days and years of life and peace, because kindness and truth will not forsake you. And if you do what? Kashrim al gargarotecha, bind them on your neck. Katzvem aluach libecha, and inscribe them on the tablet of your heart, which is a general phrase that we find throughout Tanakh. Umetzachen v'sechel tov b'nei elokim v'adam. And here he's giving him gana those messages. And umetzachen v'sechel tov, it's not clear if this stands alone. And you should also go out of your way to find favor in the eyes of God and the eyes of man. Or does he mean, once you bind these on your neck and inscribe them in your heart, then automatically you will find favor? I mean, if you're a moral person, you will find that it will help you in all aspects of life. Ben adam lamakom, ben adam lachaviro. V'tach al Hashem b'chol libecha, v'el binatcha al tisha'im. So trust in Hashem with all your heart. Don't rely upon your own understanding. This, as I said, is once again very black and white, very monochromatic way of teaching. And don't necessarily rest on your own experience, especially if you're talking to a young child. Rather, use my lessons as a gauge. Isn't it nice, by the way, to know the context of all of these psukim that we're so familiar with? And in all of your ways, know him, referring to God, and he will smooth your path. Right? Chazal talk about habal letaher misayinoto, that if you start off your path with a proper trajectory, With knowing, right, the good intentions and the goals that you have, then God will help you in fulfilling them. Al tihi chacham be'inacha, yireat Hashem v'sor mira. Don't be, again, too smug, right? Don't be wise in your own eyes. This is a very sophisticated way of saying, don't justify your own actions, because we all do that, even in our subconscious. Rather, use God as your absolute gauge or litmus test. V'sor mira. Ruf'ut tehel l'sharecha. Vishuki latmotecha, and that's what will be good for you, right? That's what will be healthful, right? Rifut, a rifu'ah, and that will be healthy to your sharecha, which is literally referring to your stomach muscles. And as basic as this sounds, it also is very good. No, this will be good for your general well-being, right? That's what I meant by also my grandfather. What did he mean when he says, if you eat cornflakes for 100 years, you'll live a long life? Not only, obviously, if I'm going to eat them for 100 years, I'm not going to live a long life, but he wanted me to eat. You finally got it? Okay, but the cornflakes themselves, right? He was encouraging me to eat the cornflakes. They'll be good for you, right? So that's what he's trying to say here as well, that this will be good for you. It'll be good for you physically. These are things that we tell a child at a young age without even sometimes being conscious of it, right? Sometimes, you know, well, you can call it bribing, perhaps, but I'll say, no, if you say thank you, then you'll see like more people will like you, or this will be good for you. If you share your toys, then other people will share with you. By the way, is that always true? No. Definitely not. But we want them to share their toys. So we say, if you do, then good things will come out of this. And hopefully they'll recognize, like he's already mentioned in Perek Bet, Acharei HaPu'ulot Nimshechim HaLevavot, that that's what will help qualify the persona of the child. Kabed et Hashem Mahunecha, and this is obviously going to be a priority, honor Hashem with everything that you have, with all of your wealth, and according to some, more than your wealth, Omerishit Kol Tvotecha, which is a term that we know from Bamidbar Perek Tzedvav as well, Reishit Kol Tvoata, Tarimu Chala LaHashem. So with the first of all your produce, in other words, be cognizant of God in everything that you do. And what will happen as a result? If you recognize that all your produce comes from God, and this is in itself a mashal, that all your wealth and your brachot come from God, then God automatically will fill up your storehouses, v'tirosh yikavecha yifrotu, and the wine of your vats are going to burst forth as well. Musar Hashem b'ni al tim'as. Can anyone tell me why he has to keep repeating this? He just said this just 10 psukim ago. B'ni torati al tushkach u'mutvotai yitzor libacha. Again, do not despise what I have to tell you. So I just want you to think of any teacher, for Eda Hey Kids, Gena, for Kita Aleph, Bet Gimel Dalid. What do you find yourselves telling the kids every once in a while? Oh, this is good for you. It's so exciting. Isn't it exciting? Gena, why are you so bored? No, I'm telling you. These brachot of Shmona Esrei, right, are really, now they're going to help you for the rest of your life, because you know that children don't necessarily get excited, or they don't necessarily see the value in everything that you're teaching them. So look at Pasuk Yud Aleph. Do not despise this, because we're talking about now, it's not Musar Avicha, it's not Mitzvotai Yitzor Libacha. He's developing it more and says, whose Musar should you not despise? I'm just quoting God. Right? And by the way, children sometimes can take and absorb this a little more. Right? Oh well, right? A higher authority. Ve'al takot betochachto. He just mentioned his own tochacha in Perek Bet. Now he's mentioning the tochacha, the discipline of God. Ki'at asher yahav Hashem yochiach. Because Hashem will at times admonish the one he loves. Uka'av et ben yirtze. And this is definitely a concept that any child can understand, like a father. He also will mollify. He will also might appease the child, meaning Hashem will at times be upset if you don't act well. Right? Sometimes when we say that to a child, I find myself telling my children, if you do this, Hashem will be happy with you. Right? Which song am I thinking of? Right? Midvar sheker tirchak, never tell a lie. Hashem knows what you're doing. There's no reason to deny. Honesty is emet. Make sure all your words are true. Please tell me you know. Marvelous. No. So, Tati, Mami, and
guilty.
Hashem will be so proud of you. Where did we get that idea? Hashem will be so proud of you. Sefer Mishlei. Again, yes, Hashem will be proud of you. And if you don't do the right thing, then Hashem's not going to be so proud of you. Ashrei adam mitzah chokhmah. And therefore, lucky is the person, or praiseworthy is a person who has found this wisdom. Va'adam yafik tfuna, and a person who also derives understanding from this. And this is a way of encouraging a child as well. Don't worry, you're going to figure it out. You're going to see for yourself how this is a wonderful behavior. Ki tov sachran mischar kasef, because its commerce is better than any commerce of silver, merchandise, or micharut tvuata. It is better than any gold or any of the tvua, any storehouses that he just discussed, the produce. Karahi mipninim. What does this remind you of? Excellent, but you have to pretend that you don't know Perek Lamed Aleph of Sefer Mishle yet. Excellent. Rachok mipninim mechra. By the way, pninim aren't necessarily pearls as we know them, but precious stones. V'chol chafatzecha lo yishvuva, more precious than jewels. And any of your desires can compare to it. Whatever desires you have, and this is it, I find myself telling, especially my children, whatever you think is important at a young stage of life, and all the externals, or you'll learn with time, really, really aren't so important, right? You'll appreciate that. And ultimately, for example, what does one look for in a spouse? It's really not the externals. What is it that one looks for? The midot, the character. Okay, let me qualify. That's what one should be looking for, and therefore, that's what you really want to develop at this stage. Orech yamin b'mina b'smola osher v'chavod, and it's the arichut yamin. That will be not only your incentive, but that will be on your right, and you'll also get the osher v'chavod. As we know, Shlomo himself could be saying this based on what we learned in Malachim Perek Gimel, Perek Bet and Gimel. Drachah ha'darchei Noam v'chol nitivoteh ha'shalom. Yes, this is where we arrive the psukim as well. And all the paths of morality are pleasant, and they're full of peace. Eitz chayim hi lemachazikim ba b'tzomcheh ha'mu'ushar. Imagine it as a tree of life, and anyone who holds onto it, all those who support it, will be lucky. Hashem v'chochma yasad aretz. Hashem. And why does he keep going back to this? Because even if you don't want to listen to me, I'm not making this up on my own. I get these ideas from God. And how do I know this? Because I've lived life. And that, to a certain degree, is why children have a certain, we'll even say, and fear, respect for authority figures, because they have lived life. And therefore, they look at them and see them almost as demigods. So the source is God, God who created the world with all his wisdom. Yasad aretz, konin shamayim b'tfuna. He established everything with understanding. B'da'ato tamot nefka'u shchakim yirafu tal. And take it from me, that God was the one to create the depths of the earth and the heavens that dipped with all the dew. Bini al yalozu me'inacha. So do not let these ideas stray from your eyes. Nitzor tushia umezima. And basically safeguard all this. Safeguard yourself from all the evil that he already discussed. V'yu chayim lenafshecha v'chein legargarotecha. Again, this term, these will be a life for you. And once again, an ornament for you. And especially if these are pitgamim, then it makes sense that he'll be repeating them as we discuss leaving the house with the last reminders of how to drive properly. As telech lavetach tarkacha v'raglacha lo tigof. This will not only be so wonderful for you, but then you'll be able to walk and live life securely, knowing that you're a mensch, knowing that you're doing the right thing, and you won't stumble. And not only that, im tishkav lo tifchad. He had already mentioned that if you're immoral, even if it looks like people are successful, subconsciously, they're going to feel fear. Oh my gosh, when am I going to be caught? When am I going to be punished? Whereas if you know you're doing the right thing, then you live with a tremendous amount of security, because I'm not afraid, and I'm not going to be caught for doing anything wrong, because I'm doing everything right. V'shachavta v'arvash natecha. And this is a term that Shlomo incorporates also in Sefer Kohelet. If you can sleep well at night, then that already says something about the fulfillment that you have in life. That means that you're living a meaningful life, right? And think about it. When you have a fulfilled day, you can go to sleep. And who are the people who feel anxiety when they go to sleep? I don't know. If I did everything I wanted to accomplish today, oh my, I have so many more things that I want to do. You don't necessarily feel that sense of fulfillment. So if you do live a moral life, then you'll lie down, your sleep will be pleasant. Al tira mipachat piton, umishoat rishaim kitavo. You will not fear that sudden terror and the destruction of the wicked. You don't have to worry about, because you're doing great. Ki Hashem yeh b'kislacha. Hashem will be your security. V'shamar raglacha milachad. And he'll be the one to make sure that you will be protected. Al timna tov mi ba'alav. So don't withhold the good from the people who deserve it. Behiyot le'il yatcha la'asot. When you have the power to be able to do it. What does he mean by this? Don't withhold the good. In other words, you yourself should share this, but also be good to the people who deserve for you to be good. In other words, be nice to everyone, right? Because everyone to a certain degree deserves that, and you have the power. And this is also something very important. I tell my children every day, I wish them with the following bracha. They all know this by heart. I say, go and have, they can finish the sentence for me, a fantastic super duper day. Go out and be a leader, right? And when they're young, they ask me, Ima, what do you mean? Go out and be a leader. I say, you do the right thing because you know it's the right thing to do, right? Don't just follow people, whether it's because of peer pressure, whether it's because, Anna, you're in a bad mood. Just you be the leader, and you'll see that other people will follow you. And you may as well set the positive tone. And that's what he means here as well. And you have the power to do this. And this is a wonderful way of empowering not just young children, but people of all ages, right? Knowing that we can affect the world with change. Think of the film, right? Paying it forward, right? What people can do with proper behavior. Al tomar l'reacha lech b'shuv u'macharitein v'yeshitach. Soon you're going to hear particular messages. So for example, here's one. Don't tell someone, don't tell your friend, your neighbor, okay, you go and come back, and tomorrow I'll give it when it's already with you. What does he mean by this? Shum machar etein v'yeshitach. If you have something to give now, then don't withhold it. And he doesn't just mean, oh, if you have a drink to give the person, don't say, no, tomorrow, or, oh, you need my pencil? Okay, tomorrow I'll give you my pencil, if you have it now. He doesn't just mean that on the most simplistic level. He means, if you have the capability to go out and do the right thing, then just do it, right? Don't withhold it from someone. Even if you know you'll have another opportunity tomorrow, you may as well take advantage now. Al tacharosha re'acha ra'a. And similarly, don't be silent. And definitely, don't start planning anything evil against someone else. V'hu yoshev levetach itach. Especially if he is dependent on you, or if he feels secure with you, right? Don't start cheating him. Al tarivim adam chinam im lo gamal chara'a. Definitely don't start fights with people, especially if they don't deserve it. Al tekane b'ish chamas. Don't envy people who are people of injustice. And don't choose those paths, even if they look very attractive on the outside. Once again, Anna, these are all abominations to God. And Hashem is going to reveal his counsel. Hashem's ways are more with those who are yashar, who follow him. The curses of God will be in the house of those who are wicked, whereas the brachot will be in the house of the righteous. And if one starts being attracted and mocks together with all those who scoff, and if one hangs out with the leitim, then that's how Hashem will treat him as well. If one is going to be drawn more to the humble, then that's what Hashem will grant with chen, with favor. Kavod chachamim yinfalu uksilim mirim kalon. And it's the wise, basically, that inherit honor. And it's the fools that not only their disgrace comes to them, but meirim kalon, they generate, right? They lift up, right? They aggravate, again, all the disgrace. And what's amazing about this relatively short collection of pitgamim is that it contains not only all these interesting pithy little statements over here, but really gives anyone at any age, but definitely as a young child, a certain sense of direction, a certain, again, these messages that are easy to keep in one's head, whether it's the repetition that accomplishes that, and notice that he said so many of the same ideas. I'm telling you, Anna, this is all these people who have these external, attractive, but immoral behavior. Stay away from them, because in the end, they're going to be disgraced. In the end, people are going to recognize that you shouldn't pursue this anyway. God definitely looks down upon them. And even if at first it seems that he's being very redundant, ironically, this is what stays definitely with the child for the long term. And obviously, this is a methodology that we do incorporate today, namely repetition and sometimes even exaggeration that highlights basic messages. So, with that, Anna, I know that it's getting more and more redundant, so not to worry. What we're going to do is starting